Accession number 28660, Captain Robert Bonner, Real 12. Now, how did you, what made you decide, personal reasons, what about your return to civilian, or your going into civilian life? What were you going to do?
I don't really want to dwell on civilian life. I had this idea, which was really all tied up with having married and having bought a rather delightful home in Cheshire. Suffice to say that it was a decision I have regretted virtually every day of my life since then, and that is what, that's almost, that's 48 years ago.
So when did you leave?
So I left in 1958.
And was that, because now you, what did you do in civilian life then?
I don't really want to.
So when did you?
I'm so bored of this. I don't really want to know.
So what did you come back to do now? Because you now have a position in the Manchester Regiment. I'm not quite sure what you are.
Initially, I quite enjoyed civilian life, and then realised that I was a soldier through and through. And fortunately, in the we still maintained a strong contact with the Manchester Regiment. And then in 23 years ago, at a cocktail party in Manchester, the then colonel of the regiment, Brigadier Geoffrey Errington, buttonholed me and said, "I have a job for you, Bob." And I said, "Oh, yes." And he said, "Yes, as you know, the Regimental Museum has been closed for a number of years, having been thrown out of the... We had had a temporary location in Manchester, but the very left-wing socialist government of Manchester had decided in their wisdom to close the museum because they didn't like things of a military nature. So the museum had... There would be no regimental museum, and there was a great need to have this resurrected. So...
Is this
is the Manchester Regiment. So Geoffrey Errington persuaded me to take on the role of finding a new location for the museum of the Manchester Regiment. And this was all very well, but having searched Manchester high and low with the aid of various architectural friends and others, it was quite obvious that a great deal of money would be required to rent or buy accommodation which would be appropriate. And then, God bless them, it was suggested by the council of Thameside, of Ashton-under-Lyne, that the regiment should really consider coming back to its home in Ashton-under-Lyne, which had been the depot of the regiment since 1881. And so negotiations with Thameside Council were started 23 years ago and very quickly came to a successful conclusion that the regiment's museum would be given an accommodation within the town hall in Ashton-under-Lyne.
And what role do you hold with that museum?
Well, on that, I was purely at that stage, I was just sort of the go for finding somewhere. But as a result of this, it was decided that a committee be formed which would consist of members of Thameside Council and the regiment to form an advisory committee for the good running of the new museum. And I was appointed chairman of that institution, one which I have happily conducted for the last 21 years, in which Thameside have been more than generous in providing us with accommodation. the first gallery, the Ladysmith Gallery, was opened by our Colonel-in-Chief at the time, Queen Elizabeth, the Queen Mother. 10 years later, we were able to open another gallery, and this was refurbished only 3 years ago, and we get and officially opened by Prince Charles, our Colonel-in-Chief. So we now have a magnificent regimental museum, a wonderful sort of provincial military museum consisting of, say, 2.5 galleries, all essentially modern and up-to-date and attracting large numbers of visitors from here and overseas. And in addition, the regimental archives are now looked after by the in a brand new purpose-built building in Ashton-under-Lyne, which again is the focal point of research for researchers from all over the world. And so we now have this very happy situation of a wonderful museum and archives set up there for hopefully many, many years to come.
So it's been a successful stint as chairman.
It's been a wonderful stint as chairman, and I have enjoyed every minute of it. And as a result of it, I've either edited or written, I think, 12 books on the history of the regiment. I'm only halfway through now.
Thank you very much.